The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go!
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Call in today so you can participate in our conversation at 888-346-9144. You know, I was prepping for today's show, I don't know how many of you remember the In Living Color TV series that used to run. But I used to love that show when I was a young guy, and it just kind of jumped into the forefront of my thoughts. And I was thinking about when Damon Wayans and his brother used to do the Homeboy Shopping Network. And at the end of that, they'd always talk about mo' money, mo' money, mo' money. Well, you know what? The reason that came to me is because as I was dealing with what I was dealing with today for our topic, I was looking at the state of education and the education shortfall budget-wise and things that are coming down the pipe. And you know what? Arizona is struggling from no money, no money, no money. You know, it's funny because a quote came to my mind and I had to go and dig it up because I remember hearing it, but it didn't stick all the way. So I wanted to make sure I had it correctly. So in digging up the quote comes from James A. Garfield, our 20th president of the United States. He said, "Next in importance to freedom and justice is popular education, without which neither freedom nor justice can be permanently maintained." In looking at what's happening, the question has to harken, what are we doing to our education system? You know, today we'll talk a little bit about how this is impacting sports, but overall the show is more about what are we doing to our education system. And what are we allowing our leaders to do to the education system? And what's happening? Because I have to think and believe that it's not happening. This is happening because we are unaware, uneducated about what's taking place. So we're going to talk a little bit about this and see where we're headed and what's going on, not just here in the state of Arizona, but nationally, because it's impacting everything. And I know that as sports fans, we want to see how this is going to impact our sports teams, our high school sports, what's going to shift for us. I know as parents, you're wondering. So we'll talk a little bit about how this is going to impact you. We'll also talk about how it's going to impact the athletes. We're going to talk about game situations, how things are going to shift as a result of this lack of no money. So, you know, like I said, it's not just happening in the state of Arizona. It's happening all across the nation. I mean, as a matter of fact, in my research, I found that Illinois, the education will see approximately a $1.3 billion cut from its general state aid, special education, student transportation, grants, and universities budget. Again, $1.3 billion cut. I know that in the state of Illinois, they're talking about going to school only 4 days a week, not having classes on Fridays. Now that might sound great, but you've got to make up that academic time somewhere. So does that mean the days now are going to go longer? And one of the justifications for eliminating Fridays from the school day from the school week and adding more time on the end of the day would take you from 8 a.m. to like 4 p.m. is because then you could shut down the buildings and it would reduce your operational costs, your electricity and things like that. So they're saying the 2 hours that you would spend at the end of the day as it is now is a small amount of money as it would be compared to running the building for another day every week. So that's one of the things that we're facing here. California, the governor proposed, and the governor's proposed 2010-2011 budget, it proposes a reduced funding for K-12 education by $2.7 billion. That's a reduction equivalent to $432 per student. That's significant money. In New York, Governor Patterson proposed rare mid-year cuts. So this is in the middle of the school year. He sent out information to his principals and districts and said, you guys need to find a way to cut $223.3 million from the city school budgets in order to plug a $3 billion deficit in this year's budget. Now, this year's budget ends June 30th. So the whole focus is, let's find ways to cut $223.2 million before the end of the school year to help plug a $3 billion deficit in this year's budget. And it just continues on and on and on. So my question is this, with schools already struggling with overcrowding and understaffing, how are schools expected to make additional cuts? I mean, we all know that some of the first cuts that are going to be handed out are going to be to athletic programs. Or is the pay-for-play model going to start to take over? I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. And yet, one of the things I do know is nobody wants to say right now. I had several phone calls out to some of the major districts across the state trying to find out. My question is simple. How will the budget shortfall impact your athletic fees and your athletic programs next year? No comment, no comment, no return phone calls. No comment, no comment, no return phone calls. People don't want to talk about it because at this point they don't want to cause alarm. But let me tell you, people, if you aren't already alarmed, you need to be alarmed. In Arizona so far, this state's legislator has already approved $1.2 billion in cuts for the 2010-2011 school year. On May 18th, there's a Proposition 100 that's on the ballot. This proposition is a 1% sales tax, and it's a temporary hike that is said to be put in place to save our schools. This proposition is going to increase the state sales tax to 6.6%, basically 7 cents on the dollar. And it will be put in place until May 31st, 2013. Now, it said that this tax would help raise approximately $1 billion a year for education, healthcare, public safety, and human services. Now, school districts right now are already scrambling because you can't tell how the voters are thinking. You can't tell what the voters are feeling about this new sales tax. Basically, you're looking at 7 cents a dollar, 7 cents on the dollar. So, in Scottsdale schools, in a newspaper article done by the Republic, Scottsdale schools are actually looking at laying off 112 teachers, and in increasing the class size by 3 students, which means currently, after last year's reduction in force and after last year's push because of the budget shortfalls, class sizes went from 28 to 32. So now you're looking at class sizes going to about 35 to 36 students per class. I've heard from some districts saying as many as up to 40 students per class. What they're saying, too, is in Scottsdale, cutting teachers would save $5.2 million towards a shortfall of about $10 million. This is all in Arizona Republic paper. Next year's proposed budget is about $156.5 million with $4.8 million less coming from the state in base level funding and more than $12 million less for the building renewal and facilities. So that's $16 million, almost $17 million that the state is not going to fund education in the city of Scottsdale. Right now, they're proposing raising high school athletic fees to $150 a sport. And it's in. They've already done it. It's in the code of conduct. It's $150 per sport. But hold your horses. And they're also going to eliminate a family maximum. So see, right now, you have $150 for an athletic fee. And if your son or daughter plays more than one sport, then you max out at $300. They're going to now move it from $125 per sport to $150 a sport, and no matter how many sports they play, they have to continuously pay that fee over and over and over again. So if you have a football player who plays basketball and baseball, you're looking at $450 for the year for your son to play those three sports. If you have a daughter that plays volleyball, basketball, and softball, or runs track, you're looking at $450 for the year for your son or daughter to play those sports. All the cuts assume that the state voters will pass the 1% sales increase on May 18th. So these cuts are based on the fact that you will vote yes on May 18th for Prop 100. If you vote no, there's going to be another $11 million cut from the budget. So you're going to be looking at eliminating all the elementary school music, art, physical education, bands, and strings, and laying off those teachers. Eliminating middle school resource officers and having one officer at each high school. You're going to eliminate one custodian at each school. And as a result, no custodian is going to be available for any after-school activities. And they're looking at increasing the athletic fees to $450 per sport, eliminating middle school sports. You want to talk about how it's going to impact you? There it is. This is the Coach's Corner. When we come back, we'll dive a little bit more into this and talk some more about how the education crisis is going to impact you and your sons or daughters in their athletics. This is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for the American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we're taking a look at the economic crisis and what's happening with the education budget and how that's going to impact all the schools and athletics and everything in the state of Arizona. And when we were leaving right before break, I didn't want this to get lost. We were talking about the city of Scottsdale Unified Schools, and how they're being hit by this. And you're looking at a maximum, or you're looking at $150 per sport athletic fee. With no family maximum. So if you have a son or daughter that plays three sports, you're looking at paying $450 for the year. Now, may not seem like that much. Then that's if on May 18th, Proposition 100 passes, which is a 1% sales tax. Now, if that does not pass on May 18th, they're saying that this tax is going to funnel about approximately $700 million into public education. That's the estimate. Okay. If it fails, Scottsdale is going to have to cut $11 million more from their budget. And those cuts would mean eliminating music, art, physical education, band, strings, and laying off those teachers. Eliminating middle school resource officers and one officer at a high school. Eliminating one custodian each school, which means there's no custodian available at any after-school activities. And they're talking about increasing the athletic fees per sport up to $450 per sport. I didn't want you to miss that. And eliminating middle school sports. So if you have a son or daughter that plays football, basketball, or let's say volleyball, football, basketball, softball, baseball, or track, in any given year, you're looking at over $1,200, $1,350 to participate in those sports. And they're going to have to increase the class size from, what did we say earlier, from 35 to even more students per class. Scottsdale Schools is going to lose $4.2 million in state funding for all-day kindergarten, but still must offer the program because the voters approved a K-3 override last fall. So the way to make the money up is to lay off teachers and from grades K through or from grade through gate grades 1 through 3. They're changing their bell schedule, so you're now going to start school at 7:45 in the morning over at Scottsdale instead of 8:15 to eliminate busing issues. So I mean, it's going to impact everyone, and time and time again you hear the same stories about athletic fees increasing over and over and over. Every year it continues to go up. So there's a significant shortfall, and this shortfall is now being passed on to the taxpayers in the form of additional fees. Jan Brewer said that there's a $4.4 billion revenue shortfall predicted for the next fiscal year, starting in July. July 1, that's the next budget. That's when the next budget goes into effect. $4.4 billion projected shortfall. They already know it's going to happen. So now what's happening here is this. Even if the 1% sales tax kicks in, schools are still going to have to cut about $300 million statewide. You've got Mesa. Mesa won't comment on it, on any of the solutions, because they're waiting to see what happens on May 18th. Possible changes range from decreasing the art and physical ed classes to staff furloughs, class size increases, and pay decreases for the people who work for the school district, namely teachers and administrators. Higley School District. Teachers have had a salary freeze 4 of the last 7 years where they have gotten no raise. So you're seeing how this is traditionally an issue that is taken on and is done at this time of year. And what happens is school's over and all these things kind of come to a head and parents are taking off, going on vacation and doing things. And what happens? That's when they start talking about it. Well, they start talking about it when you're winding down and you're starting to move on. And that way they can just go ahead and move and do whatever they need to do. Cuts. So when you come back, all of a sudden now you're looking at a $150 athletic fee instead of what it was 2 years ago, $75. What are you going to do, not pay it? So what we're going to do is we're going to be joined right now by a friend of the program who's been on the show several times. He helps us with our perspective down in the Tucson area and kind of gives us updates down that way. It's a head basketball coach from Catalina Foothills, Coach Michael Stewart. Coach, you there?
I'm here.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for joining us. Now, Coach, talk to us a little bit about what's happening down in the south part of the state there.
There's all sorts of things going on down here just in regards to cuts. I know a lot of schools are talking about eliminating their freshman programs or not allowing them to travel outside of the city. We've even talked about maybe scheduling one fewer game across the board just to try to save a little bit of revenue in our budget.
Now, are you guys having issues with travel costs, transportation, maybe not coming up to the greater Phoenix area to compete?
I think we had maybe 3 sports travel to Phoenix during the regular season, and all of our travel after that was basically either scrimmages or pre-existing scrimmages that we had to fulfill our obligations to, or state tournaments.
Now, talk to me a little bit about your athletic fees. What are your athletic fees right now, and how have they increased over the last few years?
They doubled last year, and we all agreed as a coaching staff that we would prefer if they doubled them now instead of, taking a small gain and then having them jump again the next year. So we doubled them last year. But we have a cap on our sport fee per family. So it's a limit of $500 per family. So, listening to you earlier talking about Scottsdale, it's scary to think what could happen if a family couldn't afford to pay the $450 fee. But in addition, what if there's 2 or 3 kids in the family that are, in high school? And so not only are you paying the sport for one, you're not paying the fee for one kid, but you're paying for 2 or 3 other kids. It's a scary prospect. It's scary just thinking about it if it were to happen.
Yeah, and we hadn't even addressed that issue yet, so I'm glad you brought that up. So if you have a son or daughter who go to any of the schools in the Scottsdale School District, what happens is you have to pay, if they're both basketball players, you're looking at $900 for just that season. If this doesn't pass, they're talking about $450 per sport per kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's only $300. So that's a significant increase. It's just flooring me at the numbers that are being thrown around right now.
It's going to get to a point where, I don't like to think of it, but maybe it goes to a pay-for-play and, you go kind of the European style where you have schools and then you have club teams associated with each school. And that's
Well, there's no problem with that, but let me ask you this, Coach, because you asked a good question during the break. What happens if a kid can't pay it? We've got families who parents are losing jobs.
Uh-huh.
Homes are being foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
Things are tough. So what happens to those kids? Those kids just don't have a chance to participate.
Yeah, those kids are basically left out. And so now you're creating a situation where you have kids who use to deal with, you know, the tough life at home, or parents losing a job, or just, you know, the stress of the day, and now you're taking away that avenue for them. Where do they turn?
Well, and see, here's the one thing that I do know, that the more you eliminate these other options for these kids, some of them are going to find something else to do. And those choices that they're going to make aren't always going to be good, sound, solid choices.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they're going to be, you know, you're going to see an increase in some of the youth crime, the youth issues, you know, teen pregnancies, teen drinking, all that stuff. It's been directly correlated to keeping kids active in sports.
Well, not just sports. I know at our school, at our district, talked about cutting other extracurricular activities. You know, the debate team, the chess team, speech and debate, school newspaper, because those are all, you know, those are all clubs that need to have instructors that are heading them, and they don't have the money in the budget to pay them all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, those things are just going to really cause some serious issues here in the long term. I mean, you know, the interesting piece of this is that if you look at the hey, coach, you somewhere where there's a lot of wind?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside. I don't get very good reception at home sometimes.
Okay. All right. okay, so the question I have for you now, coach, is how do you see the trend down there with educators? Are there people saying, you know what, because of the way things are going and I'm not sure about having a job, you know, I don't really want to invest a whole lot in this?
Well, going to my situation where I teach at one school and coach at another, I'm very wary of trying to apply for another job. Just because I know, just in the Calhoun Foothills School District, for example, every first and second year teacher gets riffed.
And it's been that way for the last 2 years.
And it's been like that for the last 2 years. And so, you know, from my standpoint, where I've got a son and we have a house and my wife and we both work, you know, I can't afford to apply for a job. And after 1 year, I'm looking for another job again in this market down here.
Right.
It's just not feasible for me. So I know there are a lot of teachers who are in that same situation.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about what's happening statewide as far as the education crisis, the budget, and how it's impacting athletics. This is the Coach Lovely on the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk. Yeah! If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach Scott Lovely, and today we're taking a hard look at the education budget crisis in the state of Arizona and how it's impacting sports. And, you know, overall, not just sports, but the overall education in the state of Arizona, one of the challenges that we're looking at here is that if you're going to cut close to, what is it, $1 billion, $1.3 billion from the education, and even more if this Proposition 100 doesn't pass on May 18th. See, that's the real drop-dead date. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the date that you need to pay attention to. If that Proposition 100 does not pass, you're going to then immediately hear districts eliminating programs and laying off teachers and riffing, and everything is just going to fall into place at that point. That's when your budget is going to be looked at, and that's when sports are going to get cut. You're going to see some minor sports probably get cut. I know the AIA has just recently looked at ways to reduce their costs. Coach Stewart, maybe you can talk a little bit about, have you paid attention to what's happening with the AIA just recently?
Yeah, they decided to combine a lot of the sports championships, tennis,
individual
golf,
sports.
Individuals, cross and track, track and cross country, swimming and diving, which, you know, I think you eliminate. You know, when they went back and expanded the divisions to seven, you know, they increased the number of kids who participate in state tournament, and I think by them combining all these different sports, I think they're going to lose out on some of those, you know, on some of the participation of student athletes.
Yeah, but, I think they'll lose out on some of those kids, but I mean, realistically. Do I disagree with the moving track to, really get a state champion? I mean, you're now going to have the fastest of the fastest kids running against each other, and now when you win a state championship in track, you're going to really truly be the state champion.
Sure. Is that a solution that's gonna keep the AIA financially solvent? I don't know.
No, I don't think that it is. I don't think that it's going to, but it's going to, it's like putting a plug in a dike. You know, it's like taking a cork from a wine bottle and shoving it in the dike that's got a leak in it. That's a temporary solution. You know, it's not going to correct everything. I don't understand, first off, how we end up in this situation.
Well, growing up in Arizona, I know that Arizona perennially has one of the lowest, is one of the bottom states in regards to funding for education.
True, we were number 49, and we have proudly moved to number 50.
I think we're 51st now, and it's kind of a running joke, but it's the state of the state that we live in. You have a lot of retirees who don't have kids, who aren't really necessarily that involved in education, and so a lot of the measures that people vote on tend to vote against education, and it's just you know, being in a state that has a lot of retirees, it's tough.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, but here's the thing that really shocks me is that, you know, in a free world, the foundation of our society is the education. I mean, the quote that I used at the beginning of the program, next in importance to freedom and justice is popular education, without which neither freedom nor justice can permanently be maintained. And that's from our 20th president of these United States. And the fact that we have lost our focus of providing a quality education for the students and the student athletes in this state is amazing to me. How we could fall behind Mississippi. Now, if you're from Mississippi, I'm not bagging on you. I'm not talking negative about you. But how we can fall behind Mississippi in the financial balance of our education is beyond me. And when we say that, we're saying that what we have done is we have stopped spending money. There's a per pupil funding.
Yes.
That's how they break this down. So those of you who don't know, when we say that we've fallen behind in our state is now number 50, what's happened is per pupil there's a certain dollar figure that is spent on everybody's education.
Uh-huh.
So what we have done is we are now spending less money per student in the state of Arizona than anybody else in the United States, including Mississippi. We are last now.
Wow.
And that's just ridiculous. Now, here's the funny thing. In my research, I pulled up Florida. Florida is flourishing. Florida's fat and happy. I have no idea, but the governor's proposed budget, he's talking about increasing education and keeping the world class quality of education at an all time high. I'm looking at these things nationwide, and I just am floored by what I'm finding, and the fact that we are so far behind. And that we are falling further and further behind speaks volumes.
You know, it's, you know, trying to stay away from politics because you always say don't talk about politics. It's kind of the political. It's part of the political battle that goes on in our state every year, and it's a shame that education is the one that is the part in the state that always takes the cut.
Yeah. It makes no sense to me. I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the Florida budget, and in his letter announced that broke down his budget. He's saying that to ensure that Florida's children continue to receive a world-class education, my proposed budget includes a record $22.7 billion for pre-K through 12 education, and a 2.61% increase for public school per student funding, the second highest level in Florida history. I'm also recommending an increased funding for the community colleges, university, and merit pay for teachers based on student achievement. My proposals further protect the people and resources of this great state. Funding to continue the steady decrease in the prison population, to preserve Florida's abundant natural resources, and to provide assistance for community and infrastructure development so that our citizens may have a safe place to live and work, blah, blah, blah.
And are they doing that without raising tuition fees at the university levels?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure what their tuition fees at the university levels are. But if you saw what took place in California, and wasn't it here as well, there was almost riots.
Yes.
About a month ago, about the increase in funding for education at the secondary level. I mean, 32% increase in tuition in California at the university level.
Well, I know that was big kind of news down here because the University of Arizona employs a lot of people down here, and there's been all sorts of cuts over the last few years, cuts in classes, cuts in staff, cuts in personnel, and tuition is going to go up. And if I'm a student who's paying tuition and my tuition continues to go up and my options for classes are going down, I'm unhappy.
Yeah, one of the most recent articles I read was referencing the fact that it's going to now take students longer to graduate college because they now have to space out their money and make it last. Well, one of the dichotomies that you're dealing with here is that if you're going to graduate college later, the government is pushing you because you're on financial aid, so you have to carry X number of credits.
Yes.
And you can't work because you don't have the time to work, carry the number of credits necessary to be a full-time student, to have the funding necessary to go to school.
And you can't complete the classes in your major because they're not offered.
They're not offered.
You need to take them.
Exactly.
So now you're taking classes to fill your requirement to receive your financial aid, but don't fulfill your requirement to graduate.
Exactly. So it's now going to take students longer, and then they're going to be done with their financial aid, but they won't have their degree. Double-edged sword. It's getting scary at how this is starting to trickle down, and I have no idea how to fix it. See, I'm not that smart. I'll admit that up front. I have no idea how to fix it.
I wish I could offer a suggestion. If I did, I would write a book and make a lot of money, and I wouldn't have to worry about I wouldn't have to worry about being in the education anymore.
You know, one of the things that I have to say though is I have to say that an additional 6 cents on every dollar that I spend to fund education. Am I going to be stressed over that? No, I'm not going to be stressed over that.
No,
you know, I mean, I'll vote to pass that. Pass it. You know, let's see if we can save the education system. The fact that they say it's a temporary tax, I don't like when they're not forthright with these things, because I don't remember a tax ever being put in and taken off.
That's true.
I mean, you put a sales tax in, they get used to spending it, so they tell you that it can't go away. You know, be honest about it. I know that some of the Tom Horn has been saying that, you know, these cuts are necessary. It's come to a point now to where we have to really focus on trimming down the amount that's spent and focused on giving the education to the kids the way they deserve it. But tell me this, how are you going to get a quality education with 40 students in your English class? I've heard in Gilbert, that was one of the conversations, there could be up to 40 kids in an English class.
Wow.
You can't give quality education that way.
You know, and it's tough. I'm in a pretty fortunate situation. I teach at a private school, and one of the things we're talking about, because not only, you know, even though we're at a private school, we're still feeling that crunch, you know, just in regards to people registering in tuition, is we're talking about increasing class sizes to 28 students, which is tough. But I can imagine being in a public school where in some classes you have upwards of 35 kids, and that there are some schools here that do that down here in TUSD. You've got 35 to 40 kids in a classroom.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. I can't believe it's already almost over here. I want to thank Coach Stewart. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely. There's a man
with a gun over there.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we're taking a real hard look at the financial crisis that is striking education in the state of Arizona and how it's impacting, or how it could potentially impact, the schools in the state of Arizona with a result of teachers being laid off, or what districts like to call reduction in force, or RIF. You're looking at increase in fees. You're looking at increase in students in classes. You're looking at a reduction in programs on campuses. So if your sons or daughters are not just athletes, but if you're into band, if you're into any of the other activities, chess, drama, all that, those programs are in jeopardy at this particular point in time, with a $1.2 billion cut already approved by the legislature. And if the May 18th Proposition 100 that's on the ballot doesn't pass, you're looking at even more cuts. So it's kind of scary at how many cuts are going to happen here over the next 3-4 weeks. And how that's going to change the face of education in the state of Arizona, with us already having moved to number 50 in the nation in per pupil spending. It's just not a solid ground that we stand on right now as far as our education system is set up. So now let's kind of tie this back in and look at it from the sports perspective. You know, Scottsdale, they're looking at $150 per sport. Coach, how much are you guys looking at down there at Catalina Foothills right now?
I was thinking about that earlier. I believe we went up last year from 75 to 150,
Yeah, you did say you doubled it.
We doubled it, yeah. Right.
Okay. And Scottsdale was at 125 this year, and now they're going up to 150. Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago, they were at 75, so... it's been a significant increase. I cannot recall what Gilbert was. But see, what we're looking at here is we're looking at, okay, so what's the solution for athletics? Is the solution for athletics to just do away with high school sports and attach a club to a high school? How would you feel about that?
You know, me not being a big fan of club sports already, you know, I don't know how that would look. I know there'd be a lot more politics involved in it than there already are at the high school level. We've seen that with coaches, you know, retiring or getting fired or what have you. I think that would, I mean, I just think that's opening up a whole another can of worms. I mean, we're already talking about some of the problems that we're dealing with now are, you know, recruiting and you know, kids going from one school to another on a regular basis. How do you stop that, or how do you police it if we move to a club situation?
Well, you've got nationally right now. I mean, I didn't pay attention to who won the fictional high school state championship, but I think it was Finlay Prep playing. Mm-hmm. Who's the school from West Virginia? I can't remember the two that were playing. I can't remember that school. But that game was on Saturday. And, mm-hmm. and I think those two schools are both prep schools, which means that those basketball teams mm-hmm. are club sport teams attached to an academic institution. And USA Today and ESPN seems to be jumping on the bandwagon, promoting that over a traditional high school experience.
Well, you know, I was reading recently, Finlay Prep is the school that Finlay Prep is attached to is closing.
Yes, they are. They financially went under, and the coach Mike Pep in an interview said that he wasn't really concerned about whether or not they would be attached to another school or not next year, because he was assured by the investors in the prep basketball program that they would be attached to another academic institution, which would keep them viable as a basketball program. So, you know, it's just amazing where we're looking at our public education system failing, yet there's still money available to do some of the things that these other people are doing and spend the money that they're spending on traveling across the country playing these games and funding that. I mean, I don't know.
How would you like to have that budget, Coach?
Yeah. Don't get me started on that one. All right. So I mean, we are at a point now where you have to start looking at. I mean, you and I were talking earlier, and you said that you wouldn't even be able to use your tax credit money as you have been in the past as a result of the budget crunch, according to your district. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Our school district last year cut $250,000 from the athletic budget, which basically means our athletic director has to run 18 varsity sports, all the various lower levels, on half a budget. And so one of the things that she's done is she we have a hold on our tax credit money. So we raise our tax credit money. We do a very good job of doing it every year. And we basically can't spend it yet until, you know, we know what's going to happen with this year's budget or next year's budget. And so she's in a situation, and it's frustrating for all the various sports, because that's money that we go out and re-raise and, you know, we do activities for, and our parents are very active in getting that money. But at the same time, I mean, she's trying to make sure that we still provide every opportunity for all of our teams.
Right. Well, Coach, we're going to wrap up here. I appreciate you being on with us today. You know, wait till we get off air here, because I want to touch base with you on the thing. But, you know, are we moving to an era where club sports is going to replace high school sports because of the education budget crisis? I don't know. Is that the best model? I'm not sure. You know, it's privately funded, yet there's no oversight like you and I were talking about. Can it be pulled off? Yeah, it could be pulled off. You know, but this whole thing, the whole mess about the education crisis and the budget and the whole thing reminds me of a quote attributed to Adolf Hitler. What luck for leaders that men do not think. And I challenge you out there listening to this show to think. Pay attention to what's happening. Address your issues locally and fight for your sons and daughters' academic future. Don't be so consumed with life and its challenges that you don't notice the very things that our leaders are doing right underneath our nose. Protect your education system. You already took part in it. Now make sure you protect it for your son or daughter. Next week, we're going to take a program, and we're going to highlight one of the high school sports and one of the high school teams in the state of Arizona. We haven't done that in a while. So we're going to pick a team. We're going to talk to the coach, bring him on, let him maybe bring on one of his top athletes and his or her top athletes. We'll talk about that school, talk about, you know, some of their accomplishments, and look at how things are going for that school. This is the Coach's Corner. I want to thank you for listening. This is a very serious issue. Pay attention to May 18th and go out and vote. Vote yes or no, your choice, but make sure you participate in that conversation by casting your vote. This is the Coach's Corner. I want to thank you for listening. Remember, leave it better than you found it. Peace. Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.